Welcome to our 21-day Overwhelming Victory podcast, where we discuss scripture from the Bible. We pray that this will inspire and encourage you in your walk with God. Let's take a listen to episode 6.
Well, here we go, another day. Romans 8, verse 31 to 32. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else?
Wow.
Such a good scripture.
So good.
Amazing. Like that is like touchdown.
Like read it every day.
Yeah.
Read it every day stuff.
Isn't that a great context to pray with, to remind ourselves, it's like God gave himself on the cross.
Yeah.
Whatever I'm asking for, it's only available because of that, but it pales in comparison to that.
Yeah.
It's, man, isn't that everything?
Yep.
So amazing.
I don't know, we focused on it, you know, before, but God is for us. God is with us. But, you know, like God is for, it's not just that he's with you, because I think sometimes maybe people imagine he's with us out of obligation. It's like, well, I got to be. But being for you, that's different from just having to be with you. It's like, no, I'm on
totally
your side.
True.
Yeah.
And if we live and we take that on, like I actually have this expectation that, you know, it's not that I'm better than everybody else, but I totally believe God is for me.
Yeah.
And it's not that I get everything right, but God is always, he's still on my side and he hasn't left my side.
I don't want to cut in on this.
No, you do.
But I did, didn't I? So I'm doing it. No, but like as you're talking, I'm like, yes, like it's so important that we are with God and we are for God.
Hey.
But God's for us as well. Like that's an important thing to remember. And now when we're in his presence, of course, our heart aligns with him and, you know, he's not going to be blessing our ungodly endeavors. That's not what it's about. He doesn't just bless anything we go after if it's not of him.
Willy-nilly, some would say.
Willy-nilly. But it's a great reminder. It's like, yeah, we've got to be with God. We've got to be for God. But he's on our side too. Like isn't that so precious?
That is so powerful. And I just, you know, I suppose get this impression that, you know, when you're for someone, it's like you're their biggest supporter.
Right.
You know, their cheerleader, the person that would, you know, no matter what they're doing, you're doing, they're like, yeah, go for it. And that's the picture I suppose I get of God. God's for me. Yeah. And so he's looking at me, looking out for me. Just his whole heart is towards me. And of course, you know, when we were doing these devotions, the illustration I used is of children, and we're for our children. I mean, something happens when you have your kid, right? Every other kid, oh, good job. Yeah. But your kid,
amazing.
Oh my goodness, they're amazing. No matter if they're snotty-nosed or they're complaining or screaming out, there's something on the inside of you that goes, I love you. You know those wonderful cuddles or kisses that you've got from your child when they're little toddlers and, you know, they might have a cold and so – you know, they've just got snot all over their faces, right?
I literally had to wipe it off my shoulder this morning.
But you don't refuse them.
Yep.
You just go, yeah, come on.
Yep.
Give me that snot all over my face. I don't care. That to me is the picture of God for us, whether we're messing up, dirty face, fell over. Right. Oh, let me come pick you up. Let me come clean you off. Yep. You know, it's just this heart of incredible love, and God's amazing. Like, thank you, God, that you're always for us and never against us.
Yeah, and who can be against us?
That's right.
So good.
Like no one else. Like it's like this.
Yep.
If God is for me, then those trials.
Yeah, I love it.
Victory.
Like, yeah, they're small. They're insignificant. Because God is so powerful and big and amazing, and he's the winner.
Amen.
Best. Thanks for listening to our 21-day Overwhelming Victory podcast. We pray it inspired and blessed you. Tune in tomorrow for the next episode.